here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And of course, I am Rocky. Welcome to the Rule of Three. We got a great show today. How are you doing, man?
Good.
How was Mother's Day?
It was long, man. My wife wanted to do yard work and all sorts of stuff. I cooked. It was a lot. But it was good. She had a good time. That's all that really matters.
That's right. You know, we had a great dinner. My family went out for lunch. It's great, man.
Did you watch basketball?
I watched some basketball, and we'll talk about it. Welcome everybody on Periscope. Also, during the show, I have my little computer here, so chat with me if you want during the show. Let us know. Oh, geez. Yeah, Cleveland over here.
LeBron is very James. Happy.
So during the show today, if you got any questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, me, of course, Rocky or Jeffrey, let us know. And, you know, you want to talk about some basketball. I did watch the Thunder game last night against the Spurs. I refused the Hawks and the Cavs, man, because I knew it was going to be a sweep.
Yeah, but it was a great game. The ending was awesome. Little tip, out, inbound, shot not got off. I mean, it was a good game. A lot of threes.
77 threes.
I love it.
In
man.
Four games.
They're the Warriors of the East, man. Think about it. LeBron is Draymond.
What?
Well, Draymond's the glue. He can play the one through the five. He can defend the one through the five just like LeBron can. Now, Draymond ain't nothing like my boy LeBron.
Yeah, he doesn't score like LeBron. I don't think he's the leader that LeBron is.
So. But I just mean like in terms of like playability.
His mobility, right? I mean, where he can do everything on the court.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, but, you know.
That's about where the comparison stopped, though, for me.
Right.
Because Kevin Love ain't nothing like anybody on. And Cleveland don't have Steph Curry. Dellavedova is like Andre Iguodala. Defense, three pointers.
The problem with the Cavs, okay, and we'll find out. And like I told you the other day, you know. The real playoffs for the Cavs doesn't start until the NBA Finals.
And I disagree with that.
I don't think anyone disagrees with me because, I mean, not usually anyone, except my wife. you're playing the Eastern Conference.
Okay, but look at the Eastern Conference this year. They had better records than the West.
I know, but when we talked before the show, we said there's five teams that have a real shot at beginning of the season, that win NBA title.
Sure.
And that's every single season. It's not changed the last 5-6 years. Look at LeBron. Six straight Eastern Conference finals.
But that's the thing, is anything can really happen because nobody thought last year that Golden State could win it. They weren't on anybody's radar.
True. Okay. But besides them, they're the only new team that was added to this little circle of teams that had a chance to win NBA
title. Sure, it's been the Spurs, LeBron's team, whatever that
team. The Heat, Cavs, whatever.
Yeah, whatever LeBron's
team. The Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, besides that, think about it.
And the Clippers for the last 3-4 years.
That's all I'm saying. The Hawks ain't got a chance, all right? I mean, I like Atlanta as a team. They got a good team, but
I think they're too old.
Well, they're not physical. They're not athletic enough, as you could tell when they played the Cavs.
Yeah.
Millsap. You know, I like Millsaps. I like Horford.
Millsap trying to guard LeBron is just embarrassing.
It's horrible.
It's bad. I mean, because they don't – that's their problem. When they got rid of Damari Carroll, they don't have anybody who can stop LeBron at all.
Right.
Zero chance.
Don't tell me Theocephalosha, whatever.
Tabocephalosha?
Yeah. He is horrible.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's Everybody so bad.
Everybody is like, well, this is the New York PD, you know, got him shot last year, and that's the reason they lost the playoffs.
The sad
if
part,
I'm not mistaken, they got swept last year without him and swept with him this year.
Yeah, there's – look, the worst part is Oklahoma City started that guy over James Harden, okay? Let's not forget that. But I guess somebody had to play defense for them. I mean, because he is an okay defender, but he's not stopping LeBron. Damari Carroll does a better job. And that's why I kind of hope when we talk about the next series, what's the score for the
Raptors?
Yeah, the Raptors and the Heat.
It's 2-1 Toronto game fours tonight in
so
Miami.
So Toronto's up 2-1.
Right, but we got to talk about that. Do you want to move on from this series? What's your lasting impression from the Heat and the Hawks? Or Cavs and Hawks? You see what I'm saying? I'm thinking the Heat
Another great series by the Cavaliers, man.
Hey, they're 8-0 in the playoffs. And
I do have a public service announcement for the Atlanta Hawks, though. Get rid of Jeff Teague and start Schroeder. That guy, he's got a lot of talent, and you're wasting him sitting on the bench. Get Jeff Teague out of there. There's no point, unless you're going to play 2 point guards, Just get Jeff Teague out of there. You can get rid of Jeff Teague and get some pieces around there because Schroeder is your future, not Jeff Teague. And that's not saying anything against Jeff Teague because I like Jeff Teague a lot.
Schroeder, will you throw the ball up? Like, he drove in the lane that last shot, and I was like – and then he looked to pass it.
Yeah.
When you drive in the lane, you better throw it up or hope – you know, he was waiting on a foul call.
He got caught. LeBron caught him, and there was nothing he could do about it.
Yeah. As far as Atlanta goes, Horford's a free agent. Millsap has one more year, I think. I don't know what they're going to do. I agree with you. They should start Schroeder and sit Teague. Or let trade Teague.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually,
get rid of
Teague is a free agent also.
Oh, well, then you just let him walk.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do a sign and trade.
Yeah. That's so we'll see. But moving on to the Raptors and the Heat. The Raptors up 2-1 right now. Game 4 is in Miami tonight. The big story, though, is Whiteside is out of this game, and Jonas of the Raptors is out as well.
Don't say his name.
He is out of the rest of the postseason, or this series.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Valanciunas.
Yes.
All right, you see, I can get
I'm good with names, man. It's the only thing I got going for me. I don't know the rest of the stuff, but I got people's names.
You got names? Good. So Jonas is out. That, to me, is a bigger loss than Whiteside.
Oh, yeah.
Because he won them game 3. Mm-hmm. In overtime.
Well, let's look at statistics. When he's on the floor, they're plus 39. When he's off the floor, they're minus 26. Okay? That right there says it all. And the sad part, he's a really talented player.
I like him a lot. Like him a lot.
He is really good. I really don't think he fits with that team, though. But you know what? He's an odd guy. He does a lot of weird things that, like, he's almost an anomaly in the NBA. He's big. But he's not that great of a rebounder. He can shoot. He can post, but he's not that great in the post. Like, he does a lot. He's like the Swiss Army knife. Like, he can do a lot of things, but he's not the go-to tool.
Game 3, he had 16 points, 12 rebounds.
That's a good
double-double. Not great, but it's a good double-double. But if I talked about it last week on the show. I don't like how immature Whiteside is and how he plays. Valanciunas is totally different to me.
Oh, he's a pro.
He is a pro. He goes out. He's boxing. He's energy. You see energy out of this man.
Yeah.
And he's 7 foot.
He's got like the LeBron James like esque professional feel to him where he goes in, gets the job done, and he'll have fun later. Where Whiteside gets out there and he just makes a fool of himself. Now, in the long run, Whiteside being out would hurt the Heat against the Cavs more than losing Valanciunas would for the Raptors against the Cavs.
You think it would hurt them more?
Yeah, because LeBron struggles against guys who get – like, Roy Hibbert bothered LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Whiteside is. He's a lane filler. He blocks a lot of shots, and that throws LeBron off a lot.
For the Heat to win against Cleveland, if they beat Toronto, they're going to have to play Winslow a lot. Justice Winslow will have to be a starter. And you'll have to, I mean,
he's going to have to play out of his mind.
Right. He's going to have to guard defensively. He's going to have to guard LeBron or one of these other guys.
The problem is you're going to get a guy like, you're going to get a guy like Wade who's going to like want to chum it up with his boy, and he's not going to keep up with him. Like, that's the sad part.
Sean, our listener, is asking if LeBron, and you're the Cavs fan, so I'll answer on my show. If he doesn't win an NBA title this year, does he walk?
No. Okay. He's too big into his image now.
Okay.
He'll never leave again. He'd make Kyrie and Love leave and try to do it all over again. I could see him going to Dan Gilbert and being like, you got to get rid of Kyrie, you got to get rid of Love, and I want Durant. Or I want to trade for Chris Paul.
That's what I actually thought is, if they don't win this year, I think LeBron will go to Gilbert and say, I want Chris Paul. I want Chris Paul at point guard, and who else was I thinking? Blake Griffin?
No, I do not want to see.
Because then you could trade Kevin Love to L.A. where he wants to go anyway, and Kyrie doesn't care where he goes as long as he gets paid.
True.
I mean, the money would work out.
Yeah. But to answer Sean's question, no,
he ain't
leaving. Yeah. He ain't ever leaving again.
I don't see him going anywhere.
Can't break those.
I think the only one you'll see anywhere is Kevin Durant, if you see anything. I do think Kevin Love will be moved if they don't win a title, though.
Or at least. Depending on how they go. Right. Think about it this way. Okay. Let's wrap up what we were talking about. We got off topic. Let's wrap up. So it's 2-1. Toronto's up. Who do you think's taking it now with both the big men out? Because we both said Heat. Are you changing your tune?
I am, and here's why. I think Kyle Lowry is finally – I mean, he had 33 points the last game.
He's playing.
His shot is finally going in. It wasn't going in, and he's going to have to step up now.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's Bismack's going to play center. Bismack is going to have to play out his mind at center. You're playing against Josh Roberts.
Yeah.
And Udonis Haslem?
Yeah, come on, Haslem's Biz probably going to play a lot of five.
Come on, Biz. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason you can't control that paint.
And actually, Biz being in there helps them more because of the shot-blocking ability, because Wade and them are just trying to get to the basket because they don't shoot the three ball very well.
Right.
I'm with you.
You're going to Raptors?
I'm going with the Raptors, and I'm going to say it's going to be six.
I think it's going seven.
I think it'll go six. I think where they're in Miami now, game four, I think the Raptors will lose tonight. Then they'll win, and they'll win again. They'll win in Miami. But I can see it going 7-2. I mean, I see it 6. I'll go Raptors in 6.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 7, but I can see it 6 like you're saying. But the problem with I don't want to see the Heat and the Cavs. I do not want to see the Heat and Cavs. I have no interest in seeing the Heat and Cavs. That's the reason I want the Raptors to win, to be honest with you. And it would be nice to see them actually make it to the Eastern Conference Finals finally.
Do you think it matters? Or do you think the Cavs sweep both of them? Because that's my prediction.
I think it'd be...
They'll sweep Toronto, and they might lose one to the Heat.
If Valanciunas doesn't play, then I think they could get swept.
Yeah.
If he plays, I think it could go 6, maybe 7.
Oh,
most likely 6. I would say 6.
No, because they'll just put Tristan Thompson in.
Well, of course, now if Lowry is playing, Cleveland always has a hard time with a point guard that can score. If Lowry is playing well and shooting the ball well, then this series could go 6.
That's the problem with the Raptors against the Cavs is Dellavedova can't guard DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, and Kyrie Irving can't guard me, okay? Like, that's how bad he is at defense.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
So, especially as quick as he is.
Because I'm a 5'4" white guy. That's why.
So, all right, we all agree, we both agree finally on something on this show, that the Cavs and the Raptors will be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It'll probably change by next week, but
probably
that's what I'm going with.
All right, that's what we'll go with. The Western Conference, the the big series. And I heard it, though. I'm going to steal this from Dan Le Batard because I can. Listening to his show, if you really think about it, we have the Thunder playing the Spurs in the second round of the playoffs. Then you look at the Eastern Conference. You got the Heat and the Raptors.
It's a good series.
Which one?
It's 2-1.
Which, the Heat and Raptors?
That's a good
I know, but can you honestly compare it to the Thunder and the Spurs? That game Sunday night was great.
But the game
Saturday
between...
night.
That was Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, that's Sunday, right. I watched it last night, yeah.
Well, the games between the Raptors and the Heat have been really good games and interesting. And then the dynamic of Lowry and DeRozan not playing well. There's a lot of good storylines there.
Yeah.
Sure, in the name of, like, people who only watch basketball, like, every once in a while, the Spurs and the Thunder are more appealing. But if you're like me, you love basketball.
You'll watch it, yeah.
That is just as interesting because there's a lot of little storylines in there. Especially Whiteside and the injuries and things like that.
By the way, I will say I like Steven Adams. And if they when they do Space Jam 2, I want to see Steven Adams be one of the monsters in Space Jam 2. Should he not be a Space Jam monster in it? I'm telling you. He's got the look.
I mean, he does look like a monster. But you know what? So does Timofey Mozgov. So... he could be. You remember the big tall blue guy?
Yes,
dude, that's
both of them should be.
Mozgov, I'm telling you,
both of them should be monsters in the game, in the movie.
The monster.
I'm
that's
telling
like
you.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh yeah, it's a great movie. I can't wait for the next one starring LeBron James. We'll see, 2018 or something like that.
Something
probably.
Like that, probably.
But we'll talk about that more later at a later date. But the Western Conference, we were talking about the Spurs and Thunder. In case you didn't watch the game last night. The Thunder wins the game to tie the series at 2. First time in history, Tim Duncan had 0 points, 0 shots for the whole game, but he had 4 fouls.
In the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, they won that game because Kevin Durant outscored the San Antonio Spurs by himself.
41.
He scored 17 in the fourth quarter, and the Spurs only scored 16. I did watch like the first half of that game. And the Spurs just looked like the Spurs. It looked like they were rolling, playing good defense. I was like, eh, all right, it's good to go. Spurs are going to win. I was surprised when it turned on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I watched it last night. I watched the second half of the game. So you watched the first, I watched the second. And watching the game, the Spurs need to play their type of game, which is slower and not run up and down. Because Boris Diaw is not the answer anymore guarding Kevin Durant or shooting. He doesn't shoot like he used to. They really need they need an athletic 6'9 guy that can guard, try to guard Durant and them. Because they have nobody that can guard him.
What happened to, like, Thiago Splitter?
He's in Atlanta.
I know. Remember Thiago Splitter? That dude was like the key. Who was it that used to talk about Thiago Splitter?
Stephen A. Smith.
Skip Bayless.
I can't believe you brought up Thiago Splitter. Who's not even
Splitter.
In the playoffs.
I'm telling you, though, man, that dude was – he was the truth.
Yeah, he was a good player on the video game, 2K.
He was, because he was tall. He could hit three. It was awesome.
Oh, can't believe you're talking about Thiago Splitter.
But that's who they're missing.
They're not missing Thiago Splitter. And what I don't understand during the game, I was watching the game, and Popovich is pulling a Steve Clifford, where I don't see anybody else on the floor. Things ain't going right. He made no changes. I just don't get it. Make an adjustment. Hey, guess what? Diaw's getting killed. Usually he'll substitute somebody in and try to do something.
Nobody was stopping Durant.
No, I know you can't stop Durant.
I know,
Durant.
But I don't – I'm not as in love with the Spurs as everybody else is. I actually think guys like Duncan and Ginobili are hurting the Spurs more than they're helping.
I think to a point that sometimes you stick around too far, too long.
You You have outworn your welcome.
Unless you're Barlotto Cologne. Which we'll talk about on the next show.
Yeah.
Please. We're going to. But sometimes these guys need to step away.
So you still, well, let's get down to brass tacks.
All right, go ahead.
Do you think the Spurs still win? Because now it's tied. It's a 3-game series.
I'm telling you.
Putting this, you on ice. Let's go.
This is tough, man. I'm going to stick with the devil I know instead of the devil I don't know, because I don't think the Thunder can beat the Spurs, because we've seen the Spurs
win. Twice. At home and on the road.
I know. In this series, neither team has won 2 games in a row. So I'm going to go with the Spurs.
I'm going to shock you here.
You're going to Thunder.
No, not at all.
You're going with
the draw? I'm going with the Spurs.
You're going to go with the draw?
Yeah. I'm going to go, it's a tie. They're going to go 8 games.
Both teams are eliminated.
Right. Yeah. We're going to just kick them out. We're going to put Golden State. We're going to actually just go ahead and start the finals in like a week and a half. We're just going to put Golden State in there.
Speaking of Golden State, I'm glad you brought them up. The Warriors lead the Blazers 2-1. Game 3, Game 4 is tonight. Steph Curry has been upgraded to questionable. So that means he probably won't play. But we'll see. If it's a close game in the third quarter, I can see Kerr maybe putting him in a spot situation where they need some points. Maybe he comes back and plays. I wouldn't play him. I'll rest him till Game 5.
By the way, that's a 2-time MVP, Steph Curry, when you refer to him now.
Yep.
Which is a complete joke. The playoffs show you that.
What do you mean it's a joke? That he's 2-time MVP?
He's not the most valuable player. They've won 2 series without him.
He is the most valuable. He had the best season of anybody in the NBA this year.
He was the best player on the court.
And that's what MVP is.
No, valuable.
They don't give it. If you're going by that, you would give it to James Harden every year.
I would give it to LeBron James every year.
You would probably give it to
James Harden. Last year, I would have given it to James Harden. Yeah.
The last 2 years, you probably gave it to Harden.
I thought James Harden should have won it, too, last year.
Okay, well, that's different.
I don't know why I have this hatred for Steph Curry, man. I really don't.
I don't hate Steph Curry.
Everybody loves him. I can't stand him.
Here's why I don't like is people in Charlotte that keep saying, we can't wait until he comes to Charlotte. Get over that fact. He ain't never coming to Charlotte unless he's at 37, 38, and he wants a 1-year deal.
No.
Just shoot.
Until,
he ain't coming to Charlotte.
What's the GM for the Golden State Warriors? He won the Executive of the Year. Was RC something?
No, that's for the Spurs.
What?
I know you're talking about. He won it for the second time in 3 years. RC, not Slocum.
Shoulders. Anyway, so once the GM of the Golden State Warriors realizes they don't need Steph Curry, the Hornets could be like, hey, we give you a max deal. Come play with Nicholas Batum. I could see him coming here. But not going to happen ever.
My point is, don't wait on that to happen.
No.
All right, and everybody, you
love Nick Batum.
Yeah.
Get on that bandwagon. Go out and buy you a Nick Batum jersey, because that's the future. Go buy you a Kemba Walker jersey.
R.C. Buford.
Buford.
He won the Executive of the Year.
That's right.
So he's a very good
obviously. Executive,
as you can tell.
Yeah.
But the Warriors lead 2-1 on the series. Damian Lillard played out his mind Game 3.
And they have, if they have any chance of winning another game, that has to happen again.
So, is this series over?
Yeah.
Last week, I think we said they was on sweeten.
I said 5.
You said 5. All right. So,
I love
it's over. There's no way the Blazers win tonight.
No. Nope. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I'm going to say the Blazers win tonight.
Really?
I think it still goes 6, but I think they win tonight. I think they tie it to... It goes back. Look how great Draymond Green played. And they had 35 and 37 points apiece.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the team had like 20.
Yeah.
And I think that without Steph Curry tonight, that is going to happen again. Because they don't have – Andre is not what he was last year and year before. I just – we'll see. Harrison Barnes has to score for them to win.
Yeah, he ain't been there the whole season, really. Or at least the postseason. I don't know. I'm going 5. 5 games, that's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
You got anything else, man?
It's been a great playoffs. I just hope the finals are as exciting as the Thunder and Spurs series has been. And even the Raptors.
But this man, LeBron James, will be in the finals.
Is he rising to the top?
So it will be interesting.
Is he rising to the top?
Because let us not forget last year. People think that Golden State rolled over them. No. Incorrect. That series went six games with Matthew Dellavedova as the second best player on the Cavaliers team.
The only thing I want to see differently, if they get up 2-1, play your game plan. Don't change it in game. When you're up 2-1,
well, they have options.
Don't
this
change
year.
It. LeBron James changed his game plan last year.
He had nothing left. He had nothing left.
Boxing down people in the post is easier than shooting jumpers.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm not in his brain.
Right, I'm not either.
We got Tyronn Lue and not David Blatt.
Let's give him all the credit. All right, you got anything else?
No, man, that is going to do it for the Rule of Three. Next episode, we are talking Bartolo Colon and...
We'll talk a little bit of Hornets, too.
Hornets? What else are we going to talk about?
Wells Fargo Championship for a few minutes and Kentucky Derby. And the Cubbies.
Oh, I don't want to talk about the Cubs, man.
We got to talk about Cubs and Nats.
How they messed up Bryce Harper. All right, that is going to do it for the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky.
That'll do it. Good day.
School is out and it's sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos or in your Nissan.